everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'll be with you for about 58 minutes. I've got a wonderful guest today, an interesting guest, smart guy, good looking, not as good looking as me, but fairly good looking. His name is AJ Enchel. He's the executive director of the Berkshire Black Entrepreneur. Say it, AJ.
Berkshire Black Economic Council.
There it is. Yeah, I got it. Economic wouldn't come out. But at my age, you're lucky I remember his name is AJ. But anyhow, we're going to be talking with AJ in just a moment. But prior, and I'll read the announcements at the end. But I feel, you know, when someone bends over backwards and does good deeds for people, they need to be acknowledged. And this particular agency is a reputation of people would rather get a root canal than go there. And it's called the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. But the Polish Princess and I had to do some, you know, motor vehicle registry stuff. And I have to tell you, I hadn't been in the registry in years. And what an absolute difference I found in the Massachusetts registry. Really and truly, I went in, the girl, the lady that met me, checked me in, very nice. I waited, not an extraordinary, maybe 10 minutes at most. And then I ran into this lady on two occasions because I didn't have everything right the first time. But her name is Michelle, and she's in booth number 10. I don't know what they pay her, but she's worth twice as much. She was magnificent, spectacular, wonderful. And then I spoke with the office manager because I really wanted to say good things about everything I observed. There were people there who didn't speak English, and the people were wonderful waiting on them. And as I walked out, both the Polish princess and I said, what a difference. What a difference. So congratulations to the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. When you do a good job, when people do a good job, they need to hear it. This guy that you're looking at right now, AJ Enchel, he's doing a great job, and we're going to talk about it now. But thank you for letting me do that. Thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Paula. You made the experience painless, and I haven't been able to get a license to say painless. So there we go. AJ, what's going on, brother?
I'm well, Bill. I'm well. You know, it's a bright and beautiful day here in the Berkshires. I'm in the office, got a good start, got my coffee, juice is flowing, momentum's riding with us, and morale is at a high.
You know,
how are you?
I'm old, fat, and bald, but I'm just privileged to have friends like you. And thank you for letting me take the time to do that with the ladies at the registry. But you know, I'm really at this point in my life, let's thank the people who do good jobs. We certainly criticize the people who do bad jobs,
or we perceive it bad jobs.
But and what you're doing, to me, is vital, needed, and timely.
Well, thank you for stating that, Bill. And you know, I want to also acknowledge that it takes a team. You know, yeah. It's an organization. It's staff. It's our comms and how we relay our messaging and get people excited to show up to our programs and events. And it also, you know, our success has to do with our community partners and the volunteers and those who have sponsored and donated to our organization. It takes an entire team of people who are really passionate about the Berkshires and Pittsfield for us to achieve what we've been able to do. So thank you to you for giving us the space and the platform to elevate our initiatives. And thank you for the praises. But I just want to say it takes a team.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, as the Patriots found out, it does. It takes a team, but it takes a good quarterback, a leader, and you have stepped into that role, and I couldn't be more proud of you for doing that. You have built a magnificent team. When the dog doesn't attack the door, I do go in. And I know it's nothing personal with the dog, but it seems as though I've people walk in and out and the dog does nothing. I get to the door, he's trying to eat the knob. But anyhow, long story short, you've got this thing up and running, Bill. I'm telling you, dude, think about it.
Yeah, I mean, we have our strategic plan, and I say it and I say it again, plan the work and work the plan. And so long as, you know, we're not in the name or the game of mission creep, no, and applying for an opportunity or seeking funds to chase the dollars. For seeking funds, it's because it's part of our plan for revitalization. Or for seeking funds, it's because this is what will support our operations. We're doing what's necessary and working within our lanes and our expertise to make and demonstrate our mission and impact. Yeah. And I think that's why we're able to achieve what we've been able to achieve as well.
And you've earned, I believe, your entire organization, your entire office staff has earned the respect of the community in a very short time. And that's not easily done, as you well know. And I applaud you for that. And all your team members and like you said, the community, so many people, and I have to say this, so many people of every race, color, creed, they've helped. I mean, they've really got on the bandwagon and support. You have a beautiful office. For those people who don't know where the office is, it's at the old Shearson Lehman Brothers, right across from City Hall. It used to be the stock place. It's a gorgeous office, and it's in the Dunham Mall.
Dunham Mall. Yeah, you got it. You know, Bill, to that point, I think what we do really well is we identify the problem, and then we get straight to finding organizing around the solution. I think sometimes some of our stakeholders, community organizations are good at identifying the problem, but there's something to be said about, you know, rolling up your sleeves and finding a way to remediate the issue. And you can't just complain about what needs to be changed or what government is or isn't doing. And if you are going to complain, you should take the time to also think about the solution and putting yourself in spaces to make this place a better place. And if we want to make the Berkshires an attractive place for families and workforce, then we have to talk about the Berkshires in a positive way versus anything else that sucks the winds out of our sails and all those who are doing what it takes to make the Berkshires a new hotbed for talent and quality of life.
Yeah. You know, you a couple of things you hit right on the head. I don't know, but I'm an old guy. You know, I got socks older than you are. I'll show them to you when we go off the air. Because I'm wearing them today.
Please, but, no.
I have to say this. I've said it before on air. I'm so tired of the negativity. I don't know whether it was COVID caused it. I don't know. But I love this city. I volunteer to do this radio program because I want to promote you, the city, all the things that are going on, the positive. And there's a ton of positive stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And and also, I learned from when I was a kid, I had a boss, and he was he could be temperamental, and that's a kind word, temperamental. But he said to me, remember, there's always more than one solution if you look at every angle of the problem. And I have kept that in the back. And believe me when I tell you that that has worked out in my career. And there's long-term solutions that may have, or I'm sorry, short-term solutions that may have long-term implications. So, but what you guys, what you've done there, you and your team and everybody in this, is you've heard the problem and you've taken it and you're dealing with it. You're trying mm-hmm. to solve it, not just mm-hmm. complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, and just to that point of what, you know, your temperamental boss bestowed you with, I say 2 + 2 = 4, and so does 3 + 1, right?
That's right, yeah.
So it's similar in that way. And to highlight, for example, Rebecca Breen at DPI, look at all the amazing work that she's helped achieve. And now we have new art going into downtown Pittsfield and new flowering and landscaping that will soon come. And we have all of these amazing pop-up events and street fairs and food and beverage gatherings. And it's just makes for a hopping and exciting downtown, which is what folks are really missing, because they remember the days where North Street was filled with shoppers and community members, and she's really bringing that back. And if there's something to be said or acknowledged, it's her work, but also how that work inspires others to achieve new heights as well. And rather than being a naysayer or sitting on the sideline. So as I think about Vibe North Street, you know, here comes BBEC. We see that there are a number of businesses that were hurt or closed due to COVID,
yep.
which presents a challenge and a problem in our community with vacant storefronts.
Right.
So rather than complain about the issue, we say, okay, let's roll up our sleeves. We have a TDI fellow with Julie Kapalos. We meet with her and discuss with her our idea to activate vacant storefronts, and boom, we apply for funding, we get funding, and we launch Vibe North Street. And we launch Vibe North Street, which is a storefront recruitment grant program to bring new businesses to downtown Pittsfield.
Cool.
And we've now made some recent announcements, and we're excited about what this will mean for our community. Because now, instead of having the 12 vacant storefronts, we've at least been able to achieve awarding at least 5 businesses to downtown Pittsfield to revitalize our downtown. And it's because we want to practice what we preach, and we're here to also inspire others to do the same.
And share this, please, with the businesses. Have them get through you or me or whatever. Get a hold of me, and I'll give them a 28-minute interview.
I think that'd be great, because we also need to do what we can to market these businesses so there they can thrive on North Street.
Yep, I'll give them. I tried to get the help of downtown Pittsfield, but Rebecca's been too busy to get back to me. So the station just went ahead, and we've been doing 28-minute interviews for not just downtown, for you know, all over, and BB&E and places like that. But my not to take from your time, but in March I heard from some people that I have a great deal of respect, business people. And they said if they didn't have a big summer, they wouldn't be here in the fall. And they've been here, but their lines of credit, everything with COVID is stretched out. So I approached Sean Sayre, and a wonderful guy. Don't tell him I said that, though. it'll go to his head.
He is a wonderful guy.
We decided to do 28-minute interview, two and an hour. That's why they're 28 minutes. Then we take the break, and we do another one. And I've done Deidre's, I can't think of them all now. But please tell your new businesses, 28 minutes, just get a hold of me, maybe through your office or whatever. You have my contact info. The best way, I'm not a live on the computer guy. So best way to get a hold of me is old fashioned. Give me a call. But we have to contribute. And that's what I said about the registry. We have to contribute to people like you and people like them who are chancing at opening stores to make this a better place to live. You know, bring it back to its glory days. It can be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Takes the right mindset and passionate people.
You were saying something, and may I just, Hemingway, one of my favorite quotes. When people talk, listen completely. Don't be thinking about what you're going to say. Most people never listen, nor do they observe. Ernest Hemingway. So, and I have found through my career and some of my training was just that. Don't worry about formulating the next sentence or response to the person. Listen and observe how the passion and all that. But, and I think you guys are doing it.
We are. And there are others too, like I said. So we have to empower them to achieve new heights. And I agree. We could all listen more.
Here's what I like about what you're doing. I walk in there and the combined people, their ages don't equal what mine is. So you're all young, you're all smart. You all have new vision, new initiative. You don't go to bed at 8 o'clock. I do. But really and truly, that's what we need here. We need spark plugs. And your organization, my good friend, is a spark plug for the entire Commonwealth, but definitely Pittsfield in the community.
Well, thank you. You know, we it's time to motivate one another, and we have a lot of funding coming in through the federal government and otherwise. And why not double down on what could be an opportunity for collaboration and partnerships? And to that point, we recently held a supplier diversity workshop on becoming certified as a minority business enterprise to teach Black entrepreneurs the benefits of becoming certified as a minority business enterprise and what that could mean for their business. And we partnered with the Supplier Diversity Office of Massachusetts, and as well as Mass Hire. And this is the first time that we were able to get all three organizations under the same room to meet with solely Black entrepreneurs to talk about the benefits of becoming a minority business enterprise. And we brought out panelists from across the Commonwealth to have this discussion and hear from folks who have actually walked down the tried and beaten path and had received their enterprise certification, and to learn from them on their experiences, but also the benefits of becoming certified. And we really excited entrepreneurs to take the next step and get going on their certification. And so, yeah, there's more to come on that. And I think that there are other organizations that are doing similar work that we could also use our time to highlight.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're there, because it is a process to start a bit. It is a process. We on my teacher's closet for years, and just getting started, getting the right permits, getting the right tax ID numbers and all that. Your agency serves such a vital, vital purpose of helping people pull together everything they have to do to go forward. And it's, I what I tell people is, while owning your own business sounds glamorous, and it is, and it's exciting, and it's also trying and tiring and all those other things to go with it, don't give up. You know, what is it? Most businesses close within the first 12 months, or this is what it used to be. I don't know what it is now. And that first 12 months is probably the most challenging because you're still learning. And that's what I tell people. They come to me and say, well, you did it. What do you think? And I said, get ready for a roller coaster ride of happiness and scariness and your first year, because everything is new. You know?
Yeah. You're kind of building the plane while you're flying it.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. So,
not a good situation, but a good analogy.
Yeah. Well, the way the plane's been so close, I don't know if I want to fly anymore. There's been more close calls than you can shake a stick at.
Seriously.
So do you have locations for the 5 new stores on North Street?
So I don't know that it would be wise for me to say just exactly they're going yet, because we don't know until the leases have been signed.
Right.
But we do know the awardees, and that much we can feel confident about. So starting from the top in no particular order.
Right.
We have Gulse Collaborative Marketing, which is a business run by Jocelyn Gulse. And she's looking to build a physical presence on North Street and provide her expertise on social media management, advertising, as well as recording and editing support, which can mean a great deal for the community to now have this marketing agency to help bolster their messaging.
Well, you probably know better than I do, because, you know, I did you can take pictures with your cell phone? My son told me that about 3 years ago. He said, Dad, just take a picture of it and send it to me. I said, I don't have a camera. He goes, in your phone, there's a camera. Oh. Listen, there'll be technology when the big guy gets to be your age. You're going to be walking around like me.
I don't doubt that. I think I'm already getting there.
There's
new things each and every day. But we also have a Dulce Rose beauty supply store. And they're looking to build a physical presence on North Street. And why this is a big deal is because when, you know, Black folks, people of color, are looking for hair, beauty products, but not only people of color and Black people, I mean, anyone.
Yeah.
But particularly in this instance, for Black folks, they're going all the way out as far as Albany or Springfield to get hair and beauty products, because there isn't a store here that really supplies them. And so this will be a Black-owned beauty supply store in downtown Pittsfield, which can just will mean so much for Black people to get the things they need to make them and us feel confident with our own body and skin, and feel also that self-love and presence that is needed in our community.
Isn't that wonderful, though? I mean that sincerely. When you said hair products, I got all excited. I thought maybe they'd have something for me, but I don't have any hair, so then we moved on. But
they do have wigs. So if you're looking for that, and there's also application consultation as well. So if you're looking to get a wig tried on. Say you're a cancer patient,
Boy,
or
that's
someone who,
super important.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
You can
wow.
meet with someone in a private room, have a discussion, and get sized and fitted so you can walk out feeling confident. I mean, that's really important.
A very good friend of mine, not to digress, but a very good friend of mine's sister had cancer. And they went to Albany to get a wig. And I must tell you, it was not cheap, but if you could tell that it wasn't her real hair, you're a better person than I am. And it meant so much to her overall health, not personality or anything, her overall health, that she could go out and look not like me. And I want to say, we got to take a break. This guy here, I can't say enough good things about him. His name is AJ Enchel. He's a CEO or executive director of Berkshire Black Entrepreneurial Group. They're in located at
Berkshire
the
Black Economic Council.
What did I? Okay, thanks. Did I say it wrong again? Well, you know what you're dealing with here. Where's my car? I parked it. Is it check outside your door? But
anyway, just help you out.
They're located at the right across from the city hall. They're helping Black folks become entrepreneurs. Now, I have to say this. These guys put together a plan to fill with downtown Pittsfield, fill some of the vacant retail stores on North Street. And it's happening. It is truly happening. And it's through their initiative that it is happening. And I can't be more supportive. I can't be more grateful for all the time and they put in. And I would be remiss if I didn't say this too. Thank you, West Side Legends. The Soapbox Derby was a huge success. It really was. Tony and the gang and all the people, everybody who contributed, thank you for that, because that brings me back to my childhood when we had a Soapbox Derby every single summer. So with that, we'll take a break. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV. Channel 1301. Please stay tuned. Much more to come. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. This young man that you see here, he is... I can't tell you how much I think of him as a person, as a dad, as a husband, and as a friend. And as, ready? An entrepreneur. He had a vision, and he's brought that vision to life. And he, what's the name of the organization? Because I don't want to mess it up.
The Berkshire Black Economic Council.
Yeah, I knew that. I just wanted to see if you did. The Berkshire Black Economic Council. And it's alive and well. It's located in the back of the Dunham Mall across from City Hall, and they're making things happen. And I'm going to let AJ tell you, they have five people going into, ready, vacant storefronts on North Street. Their dream is to bring back the glory days of North Street, and I can't be more supportive of that dream. AJ, you want to talk some more about those folks?
Absolutely. I mean, we've highlighted Gulsay Collaborative Marketing, digital marketing agency in downtown Pittsfield.
But it's
we've
a new
talked
group.
About New group
coming on at 8.
Yep. Oh, that is right. And they're establishing a physical presence to expand their digital and marketing expertise by providing social media management, advertising, as well as recording and editing support. We also highlighted Dulce Rose Beauty Supply Store, which will now be the only Black-owned beauty supply store within a 40-mile radius. And this will enable and establish a brick-and-mortar presence in downtown Pittsfield, which will bring diverse beauty products to the local community. And Destiny, and I believe her mother's name is Gloria, will be opening up in downtown Pittsfield. And we're really proud of her and what they've accomplished, because for a long time, Destiny has been operating her business out of pop-ups, and now she's able to have a physical presence in North Street to make her dreams come true. So shout out to Destiny and her mother. We also have BB's Hotspot. Now, a lot of folks know BB's Hotspot. They had their business on the west side, and they're looking to move to downtown North Street so they can bring their Caribbean cuisine and their culinary experience, which will be unique for foodies in downtown Pittsfield, to have some Caribbean food, which is more than delicious. I've had their food a number of times for events, for catering. I just think the world of Ronnie and Candy and their family and what they've built, it's truly inspiring. And their business will really add to the flavor of downtown Pittsfield. And then there's Brazucas, which is a Brazilian grocery store that will move into 75 North Street, where the former General store is. And so we're really excited to have them in downtown Pittsfield because of all that they will add to the community. And so these are the four that we've named thus far. I want to give a big shout out to Mass Development and TDI for funding us to be able to do this program. I also want to acknowledge the city of Pittsfield for funding us via ARPA to keep our organization operational, but also Berkshire Taconic and for supporting our vision for the arts and improving the arts and accessibility and diversity in Berkshire County. But also all the other organizations like Greylock, Federal Credit Union, who's our founding sponsor for the organization, as well as all the others who have donated their time and energy, like BB Office Interiors and Berkshire Bank. And geez, now that I'm starting to list, I feel badly for those who I haven't included, but there's just so many passionate people who have helped us achieve our mission and really believe in us and our strategic plan for how to make the Berkshires a better place. And, you know, as I name these businesses, a lot of people will say, like, well, why just support the Black businesses? Yeah. Why not support everyone? Well, this is supporting everyone because Destiny is going to sell wigs and anyone. Yeah. Cancer affects everyone. And this can support an entire community. But yes, Destiny is also a Black entrepreneur, and that's what we're here for. So I think it's short-sighted if you just think, all right, well, this is just going to serve Black people. Well, no, it actually has a multiplier effect for every family that does commerce with this company. And I just want to say this grant program reflects the passion and transformation that's taking place in Pittsfield. And I want to also extend congratulations to all the recipients and applicants who applied to try and make their community a better place. And it's happening. It's happening right now. We need to be proud of everyone who's making improvements to our community.
Anyone that can help Pittsfield as a whole is contributing to everybody, right?
Exactly.
I'm an old man, And by now you know that. But I
got a handsome old man. Correction.
Shit. Well, you think that's why he's on the program. But no, seriously, people, we got to get by a lot of this stuff. You just made a stellar point, stellar. And that is, yes, but everybody gets cancer. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Cancer doesn't say I'm just going to do black people, white people, green people, yellow people, orange people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why I'm not going to get on my soapbox. It's your hour, but I'm tired of it.
No, I am too.
I saw a bunch of people last Saturday morning. I don't want to belabor this. This guy's the same way. I saw a bunch of people last Saturday morning, and guess what? They were all colors and all shades of every color. And they all came together to put the West Side Legend Soapbox Derby on. They didn't say, oh, this guy's... We got to get by that. I learned in Vietnam, you know, it doesn't make any difference who's next to you as long as they're shooting in the right direction. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take your time. I get very emotional about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's admittedly, it's frustrating. Like, and quite honestly, I don't put myself around folks who are just going to try and hurt Pittsfield or what's not happening. Like, I don't have the time or energy for that to enter my vortex because it's only going to drag me down as someone who's passionate about the community. Like, we have Hot Plate in our downtown.
Yeah.
And what a great presence they've had and adding to the excitement of downtown Pittsfield. We have Dottie's who's expanding their space.
Yes, she is.
And now they're going to have evening programming and events that we can be excited about. Milltown's doing great work throughout the entire community.
Yeah.
And that deserves recognition. I mean, Methuselah is looking to expand too, right? Like, guys, like, it's happening right before your eyes, and there's new artwork, muralists doing beautiful murals on the Shipton building, and more to come. I mean, that's where my focus lies. It's in the positive. The rest of the issues, don't get me wrong, we need to understand them, and we need to combat them. But let's not hurt this community by talking badly about all the positive things that are happening. Because right now, when I walk around downtown Pittsfield, and I'm here every day, I see new faces, I see new couples, I see visitors and residents coming out that haven't been. And this means that we're doing the right thing and we're on the right track. And should we continue on this trajectory, we're going to unlock our potential, not only in Pittsfield, but as Western Mass. Yeah. And if we do this the right way, we can turn visitors into year-round residents. So let's continue to support each other in positive ways, and let's get the job done by rolling up our sleeves.
You know, it's going to happen because there's a bunch of people who have the same mindset. And that it isn't, and the mindset isn't based in color, skin tone. It's based in the willingness to make this a great city and working together to do it. And I'm so proud of you launched this. It was your idea, and you got it launched. You got it funded. You got the people working. We got store people going in the storefronts. This program, as you know, will do anything to support any of your initiatives. You know that. And the new people in business, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, tell them, let every one of them know they got 28 minutes when they're ready. Just through you, get to me and we'll launch this bad boy.
I will take you up on that.
Well, good. That's what I want. I mean, and again, the people you just referred to, they're a smorgasbord of looks and religions and ages. You know, I mean, some of these people aren't kids anymore. There are, in the, you know, it's a credit to you, my friend, to bring this group together. I mean that.
Not I mean, it's not me alone, though, and I'll keep, you know, jujitsuing that, you know, because it's really all of us coming together to get it done, which you've also highlighted. And that's really my emphasis here. It takes a team. It takes a village. It takes passion and excitement. And the events that are stacking up weekend over weekend by Downtown Pittsfield Inc., it's marvelous. It truly is marvelous. So there's a lot to be proud of. There's a lot to be proud of. There's businesses that have dug themselves out of holes.
Yeah.
And just showed their resiliency. There's volunteers like from Greylock and Lee Bank who are coming out to support our program that we've teamed up with E4All on, which is Savings by the Numbers, just teaching entrepreneurs the basics of budgeting and saving costs. And it's all of this that makes for a stronger community. It's all this that adds to entrepreneurial readiness so they can step up and take their businesses to the next scale. And Berkshire Regional Planning Commission is doing great work in terms of making folks aware of opportunities that are coming down through the federal or state government. Berkshire Housing is helping to stabilize housing for community residents. And yeah, we all throughout the economy, there are issues, right? But if we continue to grow the strength of our community through resources and organizations like BCAC and Berkshire Health Systems and CHP and others, it's these organizations that are our anchors. And if we can support them, we can achieve new heights. And I'll keep saying that. You know, this summer, we had a street fair in North Adams, which was the I Am Afro street fair that was a celebration of Juneteenth. And on that day, we brought out, and I should slow down to say our community partners on that endeavor were the First Congregational Church of North Adams. So we had Lynn and Dave Rhodes and Lois and a number of volunteers who stepped up to say, hey, we want to celebrate Black Pride, but we know that it's not really our place to do it by us alone. So we'd like to team up with you all to empower you all to activate your goals as a Black Arts Council, which is a subsidiary of the Berkshire Black Economic Council. So we headed up to North Adams. We scoped the lay of the land. We connected with Mayor Maxey, let her know about our vision. And Michael Abasahan was a huge, huge asset to our development of this program. And we launched it. We brought out entrepreneurs. They set up pop-ups, you know, and by the grace of whatever, you know, makes this whole thing go round, it was the only place in the Berkshires that day that didn't rain. And we were nervous that we were going to get rained out. And we got a light mist at most. And it was an awesome day. And we ended the evening by going to Mass Mocha, where we had a concert featuring Rach, our local legend, who hit the Billboard's Top 100. And Jasmine Jhené also performed as the opener. And we had such a fun, community-filled day. And it just speaks to all of our hard work as BBEC and the partnerships like with the FCCNA and all of our sponsors and Berkshire Taconic. And I see what the Berkshires has going on, and I'm proud of it.
We seem to be getting into the forefront of the 22nd century or whatever it is, because we have to go forward, because if we stay still, we'll sink. And so that and what I see is a younger people like yourself and others. E for All used to be on the program. I just bumped into one of their graduates at the the farmer's market on Saturday. Got his card, gave him my card, said, give me a call. I'll give you 28 minutes of free advertising. And if you get nothing out of this program, get this. Working together, we can accomplish a lot. Battling each other, we accomplish nothing. Reagan or somebody said, if people will leave their egos at the door, we'll get a lot done. And I can address, if I may, take 1 minute of your time. I sat at a table in South Africa. Well, right when President Mandela had taken over, we sat at a table, big conference table, with people of every appearance. And I don't want to paraphrase President Mandela's picture right there, because I wouldn't do that. I will paraphrase him. I won't try to quote him. But I paraphrase, we can hold all the past and all the injustices and all that and accomplish nothing. Or we can come together and build a country that services everybody. And I think my good friend, AJ, has built a company, has built a council that is trying to serve everyone through offering services and offering foods of various, I've been very lucky, man. If very, very lucky, I've traveled the world and I found out people want one thing. They want good health. They want their kids to be successful and they want peace in their life. And that's what I've taken out of 30 years of traveling the world. And we're getting it right here. And the other thing I would say, if I may, AJ, then I got to throw it back. Once these businesses open, go to them.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I know it's a unique concept.
But actually, we can't wonder why businesses are closing if you spend your money on Amazon all day.
And I see it. I walk in the mornings and I see the trucks dropping the Amazon boxes. And that's fine. I understand some, but you know what? Yeah. The Bill, the AJ, the lady, the man, the guy, they're our next door neighbors. They pay our taxes. So let's.
You're not going to see Amazon on the back of your kid's baseball jersey. I'll tell you that.
No. AJ, yeah. We got about 2 minutes, buddy. And then anything else you want to get out?
Well, I guess one thing I also want to say is there are so many ways to support. And I think sometimes we get so focused on, the dollars and the capital, but there are other ways that you could be creative. It's just listening, like you said, and listening to the needs and meeting people where you're at with your resources. So I'll just end, Thomas Bernard from Berkshire United Way, he put us in touch with, Berkshire Bank and EDM, an architectural and interior design firm, as well as you putting us in touch with BBE Office Interiors, and that helped us fit out our space. And yeah, it wasn't direct capital, but it was listening to our need because we were setting up our office, and that has helped us create this beautiful space. And I want to say thank you, and I think thank you to them, but also thank you to the community who supported us. And if there's any message I have, it's be positive and inspire others and the rest will come. So thank you, Bill, for the time this morning.
Well, I'm going to put you in the power. I call it the power rotation because I think there's so much. Well, I have Smitty on and I have John Barrett and I have Paul Mark and I have Congressman Neal and the Bishop. But I and the mayor and city council people, I really want, because you're building the community, I want to put you in that rotation. Because, and folks, I have to let AJ go because if I don't read the announcements, people yell at me. But here's the, and that's very shocking to me. I've never been yelled at before. I went to Catholic school. It was a daily event. But I will just say this. Support these businesses when they're open. AJ, I would ask that when a business opens, you email me and let me know it's when it opened, their hours, and I'll announce it. And then whenever they're ready to come on, and I know people get scared, but you can tell them I try to make it easy.
And, I still get a little nervous. I won't kid you, but really? I'm cool. I know Bill's cool, so it's all good.
See that? All right. He's a wonderful guy. Please meet him. Please help him. Please support the effort. And Pittsfield will be better off for it. Believe me when I tell you. AJ, to Grayson, the big guy, thank you so much. Give them my love. And
thank you,
tell that dog I'm going to bite him or her, whatever it is.
She bites you first. Just kidding.
Story of my life. Thank you, my brother. And
thank you,
everybody and your staff. And I'm always here. You know that. But if they open, get me that. And, you know, their information, I'll let people know.
Amen. Thank you.
You see ya. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, folks. Guess what we got coming up? We got coming up, you were not going to believe it, the golf, Wakona Country Club, Berkshire United Way, General Dynamics. That's going to be happening on September the 29th at Wakona. So support them. Berkshire Theater Group has announced its audition call for actors in non-equity touring show production, Magic Treehouse, Merlin's Mission, Wizard of the Ice, Winter of the Ice Wizard. That Wednesday, August the 30th, 6 p.m. Colonial Theater. You must pre-register, and you can do that. Audition time slot. For further information, email Allison Rahilly Bales, Director of Education, at auditions, all lowercase, auditions at Berkshire Theater, theatre.org, the European spelling. For the old English or somebody's, not our. Bascom Lodge, they're probably going to be winding down pretty soon, but they have their reservations for jazz dinner series. You can email them at mail@bascomlodge.net. Coming up on, let me see. The other fall classic that's coming up is, and we got to make sure we take care of this, Mountain One and its Hillcrest Educational Center. It's the 21st annual golf tournament. And it supports Berkshire Educational Center. You can find out more by calling 413-499-7924, extension 133. Vendors and crafters needed for St. Mary's annual home bazaar for the holidays. Believe it or not, Sunday, November the 19th, reserve your space now because that fills up at one of the premier events of the holiday season. 413-243-1079. Okay. NAMI of the Berkshires Annual Meeting and Dinner Awards, September the 19th, Proprietor's Lodge I guess you just call NAMI, National Alliance for Mental Illness. Again, thank you so much. What a wonderful event. The Brian Goins, in loving memory of Brian Goins, and it was a wonderful event. He would have certainly loved. That's about it for now. I can't thank you enough for watching this morning. Please support AJ. In all their endeavors, what's good for us is all of us working together can solve a lot of the problems that we're facing right now and in life and in Pittsfield and the U.S. So one last thing before I go, we're going to have preliminary election. Please vote. It's very important that you vote. And we're doing some advertising along those lines. Thank you very much. And as they say, God bless. Take care of each other. The reason being, each other, that's all that we have. And I thank you for watching this show. And please support our endeavors. Bye-bye.